go through some of the halachas of the actual sounds of the tekiyas. Starting with the trua, there's two opinions in halacha how long a trua has to be. A trua is very short staccato sounds, very very short bursts of sound which come out of the shofar. So one opinion says that the shear is three of those sounds. That is a valid trua. But it's preferred in halacha, we follow the shita, which says there should be nine sounds. There should be at least nine sounds. Halacha can mean more than nine sounds. It has to be at least nine sounds. In the case of a person did three less than nine sounds, we would rely on the shita, that three is sufficient. How long is a shvorim? So we do three sounds for the shever. There is an opinion which you can do more than three sounds, but we prefer in halacha not to do more than three. So we do three sounds for a shever. A shever is a little bit longer sound. How long is that sound? So the assumption it should be the equivalent of three trua sounds. It should be the equivalent of three trua sounds, preferably not longer and not shorter. Preferably not longer and not shorter than the sound of three trua sounds. The reasons why are complicated. We're not going to get involved in that in this year. In regards to how long a tekiah is supposed to be, so tekiah has to be the equivalent length of the middle sound. So if we say the middle sound of the Torah is, like we said in the first day, is what's called the trua, so the tekiah has to be the length of a trua. If the middle sound is a shvarim, the tekiah has to be the length of the shvarims. If the middle sound is a shvarim trua, the tekiah has to be the length of the combination of the shvarim and trua together. So based on what we're saying, that the trua has to be nine very short sounds. So the tekiah has to be the length of time it would take to blow nine of those sounds. If it's three shvarim, each one is three, the equivalent of three of those sounds. Again, it's going to be that length of time of nine. If it's a combination of shvarim and trua, so it's going to be 18. So the tekiah should be the length of time it takes to blow 18 of those short, very quick sounds. That is the shear of a tekiah. Now, there's one more question regards to the shvarim trua. Should it be blown together without taking a breath or not? The halach is that the sound that you make must be done in one breath, whether it's a tekiah, whether it's your nine truas, whether it's your three shvarim, it has to be done in one breath. Because that's how it has to be one sound. If you take a breath in the middle, it's two different sounds. What about the shvarim trua? This is a machlokes. One opinion says that there's no breath in between, but dafka not. The one says that you should take a breath in between. Do we calculate that the breath is part of the time factor in figuring out how long the tekiah has to be? Is also part of a discussion. So theoretically, the longest tekiah, the shear that you would need to be yotze your tekiah, a shvarim trua, is the time of the shvarim, the time of the trua, and the time it takes to make that pause and take the breath in between. Actually, how long is that in actual time? It's about 4 seconds. So the length of time of a tekiah is about, that halachically you'll be valid, like all shitas will be 4 seconds, a little over 4 seconds, and you have a valid tekiah for your shvarim trua according to all shitas. Making a tekiah longer is fine in halacha. You can make your tekiah as long as you want. However, the tekiah sound has to be straight. And if it starts wavering, it starts becoming sputtering, etc., you're going to make your sound might be puzzled. So if you get a nice straight sound and it lasts for 4 seconds long and you make it 6 seconds long and then it starts wavering, you didn't do yourself a chesed. There's no mitzvah at all. There's no heater mitzvah at all making the tekiah sound longer. So once you make your tekiah sound the 4 seconds, even less than 4 seconds, in many cases, in a case where it's a tekiah for a trua or for a shvarim set over there, it can be 2 seconds long. So 2 seconds long is your tekiah. That's all you need. There's no mitzvah at all to make it longer. You just want to make sure you have the right amount of time. So it would be preferably that a person should not extend the tekiah. Tekiah gedarla has to be a little bit longer. How long is it longer? 2 seconds longer, and now you have your tekiah gedarla. So that's people which are marking the tekiah gedarla is many, many seconds, etc. It's a lot of fun, but it's not a lot, halachically has no value to it. Okay, Rabbosai, this is whoever's not going to be diving here tomorrow, please remember to take your tefillin home at the end of the day. And Shira, everybody has to announce what time Shira is.
9:25.
Remember, let's ask me to announce it's the last day of sign up for the Dalad Minim. Have a good morning.